I'm Glenn Moberg. Scott Walker made a late morning appearance at Norlin Incorporated, a Wausau area metal fabricating company, where he repeated the central theme of his campaign, cutting the size of government.
I talk to employers big and small across the state. They don't tell me the answer is more big government. They tell me it's getting government out of the way.
Walker called the high-speed rail line being built between Milwaukee and Madison a boondoggle and said he would reject the $810 million in federal money that would build it.
When I'm governor, we're going to stop and derail that train.
And Walker said if elected, he would have Wisconsin join several other states that are suing the federal government to block national health care reform.
Give J.B. Van Hollen the Attorney General letter that says you can join the federal lawsuit that says Wisconsin gets to decide when it comes to health care, not the politicians in Washington.
Walker's campaign message here was as much a rejection of the policies of the federal government and the Obama administration as it was of Governor Jim Doyle and Democratic candidate Tom Barrett. The Republican said he was not taking for granted the polls that showed him ahead in the race. In Schofield, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.